USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress are once again being debated before the House Judiciary Committee. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan made his case.
This is not about Ukraine. Facts are on the president's side. Zelensky said he wasn't pressured. Ukrainians didn't even know aid was held at the time of the call. And most importantly, they did nothing to get the aid released. This is about one basic fact. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people.
Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline stated, American democracy is at stake.
If we decide the president is above the law, then we will no longer live in a democracy. We will live in a dictatorship, trading the values of Madison for the values of Moscow.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points, the S&P up 9, and the NASDAQ up 37. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Senate Judiciary heard from the Justice Department and Inspector General a day after his report found the FBI's probe of the Trump campaign was legitimate and conducted without political bias. Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham called the FBI probe into the Trump campaign a massive criminal conspiracy and said it should have been warned about possible Russian influence. He also warned the public.
If they can do this to the candidate for the president of the United States, what could they do to you?
But Democrats, including Ranking Member Dianne Feinstein, kept saying,
on a question of bias, Inspector General Horowitz found no evidence.
A federal judge in California decided the Trump administration couldn't use military funds for border wall construction. The judge ruled the administration's plan to reallocate defense funding to a series of border construction projects is unlawful. It's the second such ruling in as many days, the other coming from a federal judge in Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A comedian that used to do a kids' TV show is now doing a new tour. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Besides movie appearances and several movies of his own, he hosted a Saturday morning show from 1986 to 1990.
While the cartoon was playing, I took an ordinary potato like this and stuck some pencils in it. And I made an animal that looks like this.
Actor Paul Reubens, the man behind Pee-wee Herman, is planning to celebrate the 35th anniversary of his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure by taking it on tour. He'll stop in 20 cities to show the film, and then he'll tell stories from behind the scenes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Despite its own analysis that the Boeing 737 MAX jet could become one of the most accident-prone airliners in decades without design changes, the FAA did not ground the planes until a second fatal crash. Despite the crash of the aircraft overseas last year, the FAA decided not to ground the entire fleet until a second crash happened only 5 months later. Congressman Mark Meadows pressed FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon to explain why.
Did the FAA at some point in this process make a mistake?
Yes.
Dixon says the Boeing 737 MAX will not return to service until the automated flight control system is fully addressed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.